Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
All right, how are you guys doing? This episode is sponsored by Ghostbed. Now, I think this week could be the week we start to see things pick up just a tad bit inside of Ukraine. And I'm only saying this because the weather is changing drastically. Last 2 weeks, it's been miserable, really nasty. Even last like 2 months, not even 2 weeks, been really nasty. This week is going to be like mid-60s, the lower 70s, sunny, blue skies, pretty. A little bit windy some days, but that's what you need. It's going to be really nice over there. What I would call this is going to be great fighting weather. Yeah, great fighting weather. I mean, that's something we would always say. It's going to be great fighting weather today. Now, when I was overseas, great fighting weather is a good thing. You always like it. So Moore's actually came out as well over his leaked documents, which we discussed last week. This time he's going over with, it's possibly, the Chinese and the Taiwanese. So China versus Taiwan. That conflict's going to happen at some point. What kind of role America plays, I don't know. Depends on who's in power. Right now we have Biden. Do I think Biden would do a lot? Not necessarily, because he's doing so much with Ukraine and not really getting what he needs out of that. I mean, I was actually sifting through some more news sites this morning. I use Ground News. What else? I use CNN. I use Fox. I use this Asian. I use a ton. There's so many different ones to name off of. And now when you get on the main ones here in America, you look at CNN or you look at, like, say, Fox, or you go either or. Fox doesn't have literally any top border, like any news. You know what I'm talking about, those clickable links up top. None of them have to do with Ukraine whatsoever. Zero. Zilch. So the whole right side of the aisle here in America has pretty much just given up on the idea of Ukraine. Last week, they actually had that, a section for Ukraine. That's how much people don't care about it on that side of the aisle right now. Like, literally, they don't care. No one even talks about it. Left, they still have their little section. You go, it doesn't matter if you go to Washington Post, whatever. So we still have that great divide here in America with who does care and who doesn't care about the war inside of Ukraine. So it doesn't really help Biden right now. It's not going to help him. So if China does something, is he really going to do it? Probably not. I don't think so. Now, these leaked documents seem to reveal that Taiwan's military leader doubts their air defense can actually accurately detect missile launches, which isn't very good. It's not very good, which only about half their aircraft are actually capable of effectively engaging these enemy, apparently. Not good. That's not a good look. Now, the intelligence reports also said that Taiwan fears it could take up to a week. Yes, a week to move its aircraft to shelters, leaving them vulnerable to Chinese missiles 100%. That's not good. That is not good. Now, in addition, China's use of civilian shipping, including like their passenger ferries, like military purposes, actually hampered the U.S. intelligence community's ability to gather and predict when the invasion might be pending. So the Chinese are actually using the cover of their civilian vessels, which is pretty smart, really is, to hinder U.S. intelligence ability to actually collect. Now, last week, Taiwan staged this large-scale emergency response, which I think I brought that up as well. There were drills that were going to be enacting like a wide array of scenarios that were including like attacks by missiles, chemical weapons, beach landing, stuff like that. Even though there's only one area of Taiwan that could really, I think it's one area, that were a beach landing, it wouldn't pan out. Okay, that's one of the main reasons why the Chinese probably haven't done anything. It's because there's not really a great area to land at. They would have to hit them so hard from the air, pound them and pound them and pound them like Cardi B on the stage. Like, it's going to have to be pounded. Now, the drills that came in just after China held its latest military exercise on the island was just 100, like, Taiwan was 160 kilometers off the Chinese coast mainland. Now, Chinese jets and warships actually continue encircling Taiwan during these drills and after the conclusion of these drills. So it's just like the big hornet's nest over there. I know a lot of you guys may not care about this, but this does have a lot to do with going on inside of Ukraine at the same time, like a lot, because a lot of people, if you don't realize, I'm just going to give you something here. America's funding Ukraine's war. America, can they fund Taiwan at the same time? Can we do two separate things? And at that point, now you're looking at a worldly conflict, correct? I don't know. And China and Russia are getting so close together. Ties. I mean, you have the Chinese defense ministers inside of Russia for the next like 3 or 4 days. Russian Vladimir Putin and China defense minister actually met yesterday inside of Moscow. They're talking about this military cooperation between the two countries is going to be one of the most important areas and strengths. Remarkably, apparently they're trusting each other so deeply. I don't know. With strategic nature of these relations, this is coming directly from Putin himself. Excuse me. And not a great look. Not for us here in America. Now it's I can go down a rabbit hole here. I probably should just stay on course because I was about to go down a massive rabbit hole. China is seeking world power, putting Russia really, really close to them. Like, you know, let's just be kind of frenemies once again. Because it's just, I don't know why people aren't really talking about this or even looking at it. Now, China is actually willing and is going to be working directly with Russia to strengthen their strategic communication between the two militaries. Okay. This is also a pretty important thing because if these communications between the militaries is actually impactful, that could be a big deal. It's kind of difficult to have conversations and actually talk with somebody about what's going on and actually trust them enough. So them actually not safeguarding information and actually like it's kind of ironic as well because they're talking about doing being in control of global security and stability. That's somewhat ironic when you guys think about it because they're two of the largest countries right now in the world who are wreaking havoc on smaller, weaker countries. So it's very, very, very strange and really ironic. The Chinese defense minister is expected to actually remain inside of Moscow for the next couple of days. Like I said, he will be holding talks with all the Russian military officials. And he's also going to be visiting all the Russian or the Russian military academies during like his entire stay, which is not, I mean, it's not really that big of a deal, but they're just trying to strengthen their ties. You know, there's a lot more coming out with these leaked documents as well because they are showing that the Russians could be in for like a possibly like new round of mobilization. And it's not the first time I've actually seen this. It's aligning with a lot of stuff that I've also seen from other outlets. And several of the documents are appearing to date largely mainly from like February and a little bit from March. They tend to confirm that the Russians have committed a very, very large majority of their army battalions to the war inside of Ukraine. Shocking, I know. God bless. It's crazy. Now, despite this mobilization that happened last October, September timeframe, whatever that was, they added roughly 300,000 soldiers to the Russian ranks. A significant minority of these battalions were described as what we would call combat ineffective. And if you don't know what that means, it pretty much means they're useless. Half of them were taken out. They don't have enough men to fulfill the obligations that they're required to do. Like, it's just a way of, that's a term. Now, the Russian parliament has actually approved a law that's going to make the countries, the way they could conscript men, way more efficient and a ton more modern because apparently they were literally sending and hand-delivering every single one of those to each and every individual. So now it's going to make it extremely difficult to evade. So it's going to be, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. It's going to allow for them to have like a electronic delivery of every single one of these call-up papers in addition to like traditional letters, which literally they've been doing. It's going to ban those people from leaving the country, okay, that are tasked with this military. And beforehand, before the first one, everybody was allowed to just leave. They're allowed to do whatever they want because they couldn't track them. It also includes like tougher penalties on those who are ignoring the summons. It's barring them from getting loans. They can't move into a new apartment. They can't register as being self-employed. They can't even drive a vehicle. Think about that. Talk about saying, hey, you know what? Military age males between the ages of 18 and 65. Guess what? I know you guys last time we tried to conscript a lot of you guys and you guys fled. You're screwed this time. I think if this would be the case, I don't know how they're going to do it, where they're going to go, but a massive exodus could be something we could see coming from the Russians if this is to take place. Now, these days, shopping for a mattress can feel like a huge chore. If you guys have been putting it off, you are not alone. If you guys are trying to get great sleep, if you guys are not getting it right now, it's probably time to pull the trigger. Literally. Well, figuratively, but you know what I mean. Ghostbed is here to make you guys feel better and make the whole process way easier. So for the last 20 years, the team behind Ghostbed has been designing comfortable mattresses for every type of sleeper, and they're experts when it comes to pairing customers like yourself with the right mattress. Whether you're dealing with chronic pain, you're not sleeping right, you're sleeping hot, and you just maybe just want something more comfortable, go to ghostbed.com today and take advantage of their online quiz to get your personalized recommendation. That is ghostbed.com. It's really easy to be linked to the very top of the description. If you guys would rather talk to a real person and said, hey, it's not that big a deal, Ghostbed sleep experts can actually dive deep into your needs, help you guys find the right one that's going to match you with the one-on-one. It's going to be great. Like, you can talk to somebody one-on-one. They're going to match you right up. Orders ship free and fast. And you guys will also get a 101-night sleep trial with free returns. It's amazing. So for a limited time, right now, our listeners can get an exclusive offer. Take 40% off all Ghost bed mattresses. Plus, you get two luxury pillows. Yes, two luxury pillows. Use promo code Rob at ghostbed.com/Rob to take advantage of this offer. It's really simple, guys. Go to ghostbed.com/Rob. Use promo code Rob. Very, very simple. Link to the very top description. Now, going back to more of those leaked documents, one of the documents actually stated that 527 out of the 544 available Russian battalions are committed to this operation. And 474 are actually already inside of Ukraine. Wow. Think about that. It's like 90%, 80-something percent. That's a substantial number are actually deployed inside the southern portion of the country as well, with an estimated 23,000 personnel inside Zaporizhia and another 15,000 inside of Kherson. Okay. Now, that suggests that the Russians are actually expect a very large, yes, think about that. They expect a large Ukrainian offensive to target that region. They have 38,000 men in the southern portion of the country between Zaporizhia and Kherson. You guys know exactly where that's at. Now, do I think personally that the Ukrainians could take back this area by the end of the year? No, not entirely. I know a lot of people think that they'll be able to do it by summertime. They'll be in Crimea by summer. I don't think that to be the case. I don't think they're going to. I think this war, by the way, guys, is going to be lasting through this year into next year. I really do. With the pace that we're currently seeing now, we are, what, 4 months into the year, and nothing has really changed. Okay. Russia still has vast inventories of hardware, by the way. The documents actually suggested that some of these have already been lost. More of the older stuff, less reliable stuff is being dusted off and actually brought in. Now, one actually states that the Russians continue to fall behind. The stated goals for replenishing this equipment and personnel was actually incorporating like older, less accurate munitions. So they're actually really are bringing in older stuff because they're not able to refit their men with the proper stuff that's actually modern. It is kind of, I say this all the time, it's kind of crazy to me because I live in America and we have the ability to buy anything. Literally, I can order anything and it's going to come on Amazon next day like this. I know we're talking about military equipment inside of Russia, but we're talking about, this is just logistics. That's all it is. If they don't have the ability to do this, not entirely sure how they think they can actually withstand like a real war against America, which is like, honestly, because if they were inside of a real war against America, I wholeheartedly believe what we as Americans, if we got into Ukraine, I think we could push them out of Ukraine in 2 weeks or less. I really do. Probably a week. I know this sounds really crazy. A lot of people guys, you guys probably think I'm insane for saying this. But if we took the handcuffs off our military and said, just get after it, just get in this thing, push them back, let's just be done. Yes, we'd lose some men, but it'd be done pretty quick. And I just don't see how the Russians think they can actually mentally and physically keep up with us when their logistical supplies and their whole systems right now are so jacked they can't even fulfill their men. And that's another thing. Like, the far along we get in with the Ukrainians holding off this last chunk of the city inside of Bakhmut, which we've talked about a few things, it seems like Prigozhin himself is wanting to solidify some sort of win inside of Bakhmut as a whole. I keep seeing him make these rounds to all these different cemeteries. Very weird. They keep sending up these cemeteries for all of his men, which I guess is a good thing. They've lost like 30-something thousand men inside of Bakhmut alone. So they have to keep having to set up these cemeteries. He keeps making these rounds to all of them. And he actually came out suggesting that the Russians should accept what they've accomplished so far as a win and just move on. And I'm not entirely sure if he just wants to move out of there, just, I don't know, the war to move on because he wants to move on to something else because he's seen the slow trickle supplies. It's causing his men for concern. I say this at the same time because the Russian defense minister also stated today that he's wanting to end the conflict inside of Ukraine as soon as he possibly can. I don't know. That's just me. Just go throw it out there. I don't know what's going on. I don't think anybody really does. Now, over in Ukraine, they actually just celebrated Easter, just so you guys know. This was like the week after ours. I keep seeing these videos of them claiming, and his Prigozhin and his men, to just give up these Ukrainians, to go back, and they're just going to give them up to their families to go have a good time. But he failed to mention this was actually a prisoner swap. Now, there's always two sides to a story, two different sides of videos. And there's one where you can actually see the video, the soldier swapping. It's not that big a deal. We see it all the time. You know, matter of fact, here's a little video of it.
Всех подготовьте, накормите, напоите, да? Раненых проверьте, чтобы врачи осмотрели. И постараться надо сегодня до обеда, чтобы они уже туда убыли, на территорию. Хорошо?
Да, задачу принял. Все подготовленные солдаты ВСУ будут переданы сегодня домой в установленный срок. Угу.
Товарищи военнопленные, сегодня от своего руководства я получил указание передать вас украинской стороне до наступления Пасхи.
Все, парни, счастливо. Пасха вам. Возьми один, возьми, помоги ему. Помоги. Вот, парни, помоги. Давайте. Удачи, здоровья. С праздником, парни, с праздником.
Now, it's fairly staged. You saw the beginning. He's sitting there talking. He's like, make sure they do this. Make sure they do that. Shakes their hand, and they go out, and they give him his orders, and the men go in. They have water. Okay, that's great. It's not really that uncommon. It's just really staged. Now, the crazy part of the situation is the fact that, I don't know if this is a, does he actually really care about his image? Because over the last 24 hours, it's been pretty brutal. The stuff that we know what the Wagners have done. Over the last, I don't know, year or so, it's more and more has came out. But now we actually have some video proof and some intercepted calls like this one.
Слушайте, это секретная информация.
Давай.
Когда мы ехали в 15-19, помнишь, ты позвонил? Мы загружались в машину.
Да.
Там надо было убивать вот несовершеннолетних женщин всех. Дети?
А я знаю, Ленка говорила.
Уничтожение полное сразу. Двигай, вообще просто. Стрелять нахуй.
Ага.
Я готов, но я, если честно, я подохуел.
Ну, что делать, даже, ты сам понимаешь, они. Слышишь, Витя, помнишь, мы когда дома были, смотрели новости, мы с тобой говорили на эту тему. Кто был мирный, все уехали.
Это да, но да, нам все объяснили. 14-18 девушек
вот. Похуй.
Просто наповал. Идем в зачистку,
вот.
Это закрепление. То есть идет первый, и мы через 150 метров идем сзади. И занимаем позиции зачисткой.
Now, a lot of people have been blaming Putin. Okay. But I think it actually runs a bit deeper than that at this point. I think most of the men, especially inside of Wagner, are okay with these type of orders, as you see them being received. Now, as we can also tell, the Russian civilian population is under the impression everyone left inside of Ukraine, inside these areas, I guess, is going to be a bad, is going to be a bad person and needs to be eliminated either way. And that is true, as you guys just heard. And I don't know if it has a lot to do with their propaganda. A lot of people say that we're propaganda piece over here, or Willie was a propaganda piece. And that's not the case. We try to take as much as we can when it comes to the stuff that we find on the internet, put it into one big pile and make sense of it. There's a lot of stuff that I don't share with you guys that I'm like on the verge of like, that doesn't seem right. That does not seem right whatsoever. I try to give you guys as much as the information is not with blinders. I don't know. It's very difficult to input. Anyway, what's even worse here is the one that I'm about to share with you guys. It may not shock some of you guys. Shock me a little bit.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it! They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus plans November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Она маленький ребенок, понимаешь, ей 5-6 там год, я не знаю, 5 лет. А я выстрелил, ты понимаешь, контрольный. Ты понимаешь, я никого не должен был выпустить. Никого. Хотя была команда... Дата на зачистку на ликвидацию всех, кто мне стоит на пути.
Кто давал такие приказы?
Ну, блядь, вот смотри, начинается. сверху. У меня был, блядь, Коршун. Айсман, ну, это Сталин. Это первый изначально командир, потом Коршун. Ну, над ними есть Пригожин, который нам, блядь, сказал не дать выхода никому, всех уничтожить. Понимаешь? И мы выполняли приказ.
Даже гражданским, даже детям.
Никого мы не должны были выпустить в тот день. Никого. 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 Еще раз подчеркиваю. Никого.
Now this guy right here just straight up admits to not taking prisoners. We're not talking about the kind of... I was going to make a joke. Remember the guy who sat across from me a couple times and said they never took prisoners? Not like that. But actually, he's literally admitting to certain things that they have done, like not allowing a certain any person to live. Doesn't matter their age, their sexual orientation, nothing. They're done. That, I don't know when a lot of people would probably say the U.S. military's done stuff like this. I'm going to tell you guys right now, there's absolutely, at least when I was in, there's absolutely no way anything like that remotely could have ever happened. Ever happened. Ever. Oh, my God. We're talking about, the only time I could ever think of this happening is probably back, what, in the 40s? Like, I don't know. I can't, it's 2023, and sometimes it's still hard for me to fathom. Some of the videos, I guess, I see make me really, like, kind of, like, numb. Like, I the amount of dead bodies I look at on a daily basis probably is not good for my mental health, but I'm trying to pull this up for you guys, and I'm just saying, like, this, the stuff that I'm seeing over there in Bakhmut, from this kind of videos to the endless, just, it is insane what it looks like over there, but that's crazy. Anyway, it's kind of disgusting. It really is. So these kind of men are walking our earth, and it's okay for them. It's just, I don't know. It just kind of makes me a little bit angry as well when you think about it, because this is a private military group that is underneath an actual country's military, and nothing, our government's not doing anything about it. Like, I would think at a point you'd be like, okay, you know what? It's time for us to smother them. Like, that's what I think. Like, to me, at this point, if they're acting the way they're doing, there's actual visual proof that this is happening, then what's the difference between them and ISIS? Just because they have a Russian flag on them, they're not really a part of the Russian military, correct? I'm just asking a question here. When you're actually using a private military force the way that you are, it doesn't really matter. All right, guys. Got to go down a long rabbit hole there. I will catch you guys tomorrow on another episode. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're back at it. I do love you guys, and I'm out.